Play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Hinchliffe Pearson West in Galesburg and Abingdon. Here for you and your family in your time of need. By Ford of Galesburg on West Main Street, where your purchase is backed by our promise. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Solvera Health in Galesburg. Bringing hospitality to healthcare. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. And now, Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
From Musgrove Fieldhouse in Sterling, Brad Benowitz, Jason Wessels, and Sam Satiski alongside our GHS junior standout, helping us with the numbers as always. Sterling Golden Warriors, the opponent tonight. Entertaining Galesburg, Sterling with a record of 17-5. Streaks almost exactly the opposite at 7-17. So before we give you the lineups, Jason, what are you looking for your three keys to the game here tonight?
All right, first off, we got to try and slow down the Western Big Six leading scorer, Andre Claver. Be aware of where he is at all times. Make the other guys beat you. And let's see if we can hold him under his 19-plus average that he's averaging this year in Western Big Six games. Secondly, get back.
We're going to turn the lights off, so you have a hard time reading your notes.
Yeah,
here.
I was not expecting that. Get back to winning the rebound battle. We've said it before. The Streaks have won the rebounding battle in all of our wins this season. We win the rebounding battle tonight. We give ourselves a real chance to win this game. And lastly, Geno Williams. He's missed the last game and a half. I expect him to come out aggressive. Streaks have missed his ability to get downhill and finish at the rim, and his defense and rebounding. Look for him to try and lead us tonight, I think, partner.
And we'll give you the starting lineups here in a moment. First of all, we want to thank again Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation to Sterling tonight. Jason, Sam, and I traveling in a 2021 Nissan Rogue Sport, part of the rental fleet with great rental car availability, typically 20 vehicles available to meet your rental car needs. Check out all of the selection. And if you're in for a new vehicle or a used vehicle, don't forget about that lifetime warranty that's available for all new cars, trucks, and SUVs. And it also goes for all used vehicles up to 5 years old with less than 80,000 miles. All come with that lifetime powertrain warranty. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. You can also visit online at galesburgcars.com. Silver Streaks are going back to the usual starting five. It's been a little bit of a rocky road for Geno Williams, as Jason alluded to. Within the last, let's say, week and a half, he got the technical foul in the Streaks game against Rantoul. Did not start the next game, came off the bench. Played very, very well coming off the bench, but then picked up that technical foul of aggression that led to, as the officials called it, which led to his being unavailable for the Moline game. So Gino's back in the starting lineup with Dominique Steck, Keith, and Clary. For Sterling, it'll be Andre Claver, leading scorer in the Western Big Six Conference. On the season, averaging 17.5 points a game, just a little under his conference scoring average. And as Jason said, Claver, just a junior at 6'3". Carter Chance, a 6'2 junior. Caden Phillips, a 5'10 sophomore. Lucas Austin, the big man at 6'7", a junior. And Kale Ryan, a senior, 6 foot, the only senior in the starting lineup. Sterling loses about 23 points a game with Schilling and Kyle Billings unavailable. Schilling due to off-court issues and Billings due to an injury. The tip goes into Sterling's hands and Claver will walk it across midcourt.
Partner, I noticed Gino's got a little something on his right wrist here, a little bit of tape.
On the left side, swinging around onto the wing, it goes to Phillips. The sophomore dumps it down low to Austin, came up short on a little sidestep, one-handed shot in front of the rim. Ball knocked out of bounds, and the Streaks are going to get it back. So a
good start.
Very determined effort to get it to Lucas Austin on the inside right off the get-go. Sterling's going to show press coming out on Galesburg's first possession. And we know Galesburg's going to be intent on getting inside to Carter Clary as well tonight. He has it now at the free throw line. Hands off to Gino, cutting through the lane, tries to feed it into the corner, intercepted by Claver, who comes out with it. He'll walk it across midcourt up the far side.
Yeah, inauspicious start here for the Streaks on offense.
Bounce pass to the right side. The fake by Claver, driving in on Gino. Little hesitation dribble. Up strong off the backboard and in. Got down to the low blocks. Gino stuck right with him, but he finished it off with a bank shot, 2-0 Sterling.
Yeah, the lefty went straight to the right side, used his left hand entirely. Got to try to make him go right, I think, a little bit.
Streak sophomores lost tonight, 70-61. Ian crosses over to the right side. Shot might have gotten blocked as it came up with nothing. Easton saves it on the end line, gets it out to Dominique, dribbles it off his foot, picks it up. Ian to the left side, feeds it, driving in. Keith got blocked, and a blocking foul called on Austin, who didn't like the call at all. But the first of the game on the big man for Sterling, I'll tell you what, if they don't have Schilling and Billings to start off with, and then if they were to get Austin into foul trouble early, Streaks would really take advantage of that.
Took the words right out of my mouth. Let's go right at him and get two here early on him. Come on, JK, 15. That a
first one up and in. Jace Keith, 59% from the free throw line. First points of the game for the Silver Streaks. Minute 14 into the game.
A little talk between the refs here in between free throws.
Now they hand Jace the ball, dribbles it once, spins it in his hands, puts it up, ties the game.
Beautiful.
Whenever we've seen the Silver Streaks hit their first shots from the free throw line of the game, it tends to lead to good things as a team the rest of the way. Bounce pass through the lane, intercepted by Dominique. First Sterling turnover. Steck with a high dribble, lost it. Goes over to Keith on the left side.
Oh,
missed the
baby,
jumper. Rebound
Carter.
Has it knocked loose. Oh. Tipped into the front court. Chased down by Claver. Two on one.
Oh, what a block by Easton Steck.
Gino with a rebound. Leading the break to the other end, to the baseline. Stops, plants, kicks it out to Dominique. Now up top Keith. Swinging around to the right side. Easton for three. In and out. Good looking shot. Just rattled around and out. Phillips.
Oh, offensive.
And an offensive foul.
Gino
back into the game. Plants at the half-court line. And Phillips tried to run through him. Picks up the foul. His first.
Yeah, great job by Gino. Getting right back to what he does. Taking charges. Start a new streak with them charges, kid.
Gino into the front court to Keith. Gives it right back to Williams on the far side. 2-2. We're 2 minutes into the game. Steck to the right side, Keith into the lane, entry pass Carter, gives it off to Easton, out of the outside, Ian shoots the three, in and out there too. Rebound Austin for Sterling.
Man, all our shots are just right there, just not falling.
Quick pull up three opposite end, Claver doesn't touch the rim on his three. 5-2 Golden Warriors. He's got all five of their points early on.
Yeah, we got to make him do something else than just shoot the basketball. Make him put the ball on the court, make him uncomfortable out here.
Ian across to the right side, cut off there, pull it back out as Ryan with the right knee heavily braced off that ACL injury from last year, which cost him a good part of his football season. Gino, top of the arc, stops, reach in, and a foul call. That's going to be two on Phillips. The reach in at the top of the circle apparently got Gino on the hands, so the sophomore Phillips in because of the injury to Kyle Billings and the unavailability of J.P. Schilling. And this brings Nicholas Pataglia into the game, another sophomore, and he had a big sophomore game offensively for Sterling. Kind of a J.P. Schilling younger version.
Yeah, it looks an awful
very
lot like
similar.
Him.
Gino driving in, a little bump, kicks it out to Carter inside the top of the arc. He'll shoot the 18-footer off the front of the rim. Rebound, Austin to the basket, picked up his second board of the game. Streaks cold, shooting the ball early. They're only points from the free throw line. Up top, Ryan fakes, streaks back off. Now Austin shoots the long three. That's good. 8-2 Sterling.
Streaks have Easton Stack guarding the big fella, Lucas Austin, and Carter's guarding the smaller guard, Carol Ryan, here at the first quarter.
Screen from Keith. Williams doesn't shoot from the outside. Swinging around to the right side, Ian on the wing. Dribbles left to the top of the arc, backs it up to the volleyball line. He's guarded by Austin. If he had to get around him.
Look at Carter.
Entry
look.
Pass down low to Carter.
Oh, what
double
a move.
Team. Step through. Too strong off the backboard. Easton hits the bottom of the rim on the offensive rebound. Kick out Dean off the rim. Rebound tipped around. Out Claver comes with it for Sterling. Three good looks for the Streaks. Empty still from the field. Austin drives, throws it away. Baseline pass intercepted by Steck. Easton weaves his way through traffic. Down the right side, layup. And with 4:14 to go in the first quarter, the Streaks get their first basket of the game.
It's good to see Easton more aggressive out here tonight. He's been less aggressive the last couple games, and he's got three shots already attempted tonight. I like to see it.
along with a couple of rebounds. Quick three by Claver up top, off the back rim. Long rebound, tipped over. It'll be Dominique who controls for the Silver Streaks.
Yeah, Streaks did a good job on Claver there. Got out, extended a little bit, and just bothered him enough on the jump shot.
On the right side, Steck pulls it back up top. Out of the left side, Ian. Into the corner, Keith. 3:40 to go first quarter. Streaks down 8-4. Gino, skip pass right side, Dominique from the wing for three. Off the back iron. Rebound,
oh,
Gino
rebound.
Tips it out to Keith. Quick three for him. Airballs it. Weak side rebound, Austin. It's a tough shooting background up here. We talked about that with Chad Thompson as Carter Chance gets a runner at the other end from the left baseline. 10-4 Sterling. And I don't know if that's bothering the Streaks here early on, as they are not knocking down anything. Gino with a hesitation dribble down the lane, stripped. Third Galesburg turnover. Other end, Ryan feeds it behind him to Battaglia. Now gives it back to Ryan. They leave him wide open. That three is off the back of the rim. Rebound,
nice spike
loose,
out.
And Dominique controls for the Streaks.
Easton Stack with a great block out there on Austin.
Screen by Clary. Frees up Dominique for three.
Great basketball.
Got a chance to square himself up at the top of the arc. Got a good open look at it. Had time to just smoothly work his way into it. Streaks down three.
Yeah, we needed that shot there. Keeps us in the game. 10-7. Let's go.
Up top, Austin. Hands off to Claver. Guarded by Gino. Uses an Austin screen. They look to go deep, but they keep it on the outside. Battaglia passes it up top to Claver. And now the pass through the hands of Chance. I don't know, just lack of concentration went through his hands with a pass on the far sideline right out of bounds.
Yeah.
Four Sterling turnovers.
Yeah, four early turnovers here on Sterling, and that's not like them. They only turned it over, I think, seven times against us back in Galesburg in December. Jackson Croc sitting in the game for Gino.
Streaks also send Nolan Carl into the game as well as Keith gets a breather. Ian will bring it across midcourt. Dominique to the top of the arc, right side over to Carl. He's guarded by Claver. Now Clary hands off. Easton uses a screen. Step back three. Top of the arc. Way off the mark. Rebound. Carter got tied up. And a reach-in foul called against Battaglia, I think. And that'll be the first of the game on the sophomore. 14 fouls on Sterling now. 10-7 Warriors. Streaks ball with 2:06 to go here in the opening quarter.
Yeah, Easton got a good look there. A little step back jumper. It's a tough shot. Just missed everything completely. And Carter was there for the offensive rebound.
Got the Streaks 2-for-10. Here's a three by Sibbing. Missed. Now 2-for-11. Claver with a weak side rebound. Down the lane. Got tied up. Lost the handle on the ball. Mm. Five Sterling turnovers.
Three on Claver.
Looking at that earlier, what you were talking about, Jason. Yeah, eight turnovers in the first game. Streaks numbers were down in that game for turnovers as well, but it didn't matter. Only 11. But Galesburg was blown out by halftime in that first meeting. Ian around a screen, pull-up jumper right side, hits the 14-footer off the wing. He's got five. Streaks down one
ID
now. 10-9 now. Galesburg within one. 90 seconds to play here in quarter number one from Sterling. Fighting Illini playing tonight as well. We'll keep you updated on that game. In the right corner, Battaglia covered up, gets it down low to Austin on the baseline. He can't get around Clary, so he feeds it back up top to Claver. Volleyball line. Carl fights through the screen. Claver drives on him, dumps it off under the basket. A push. And one for Carter Chance, who got pushed right in front of the basket. He just got the ball up over the rim, and it had just enough on the inside of the rim when it sat on the front of the rim and then dropped through.
Yeah, great pass by Claver. He got all the way into the paint and found Chance wide open underneath the hoop for an and-one opportunity.
First foul of the game on the Streaks. Goes against Ian Dominique to the free throw line, up and in by Carter Chance. Chance, I was telling Sam earlier, Jason, I didn't even remember him from the first game, honestly. I looked down, I was like, oh, wow, he started. He's already got five in this game. He only had four in the first matchup.
Yeah, didn't do much in the first matchup, but he's making his presence felt here early in this one.
There's a bad pass across midcourt. Loose ball created. Still a scramble for it. Now Ian knocks it loose. Finally picked up by Austin. Four Galesburg turnovers. Claver, far side, up the midcourt.
Yeah, Gino got to be more protective of the basketball.
Pulls up inside, kicks out right side to Battaglia, air balls a three. Gino all alone on the weak side for the rebound.
Streaks doing a good job on the glass so far.
Down four, 45 seconds to go, quarter number one. They fly out at Gino up top, knock him off balance. Loose ball, Sterling gets it, taps out front to Claver for the layup. Carter couldn't catch up to him. Another loose ball, live ball turnover near midcourt. And a timeout by Sterling, 30-second timeout, up six now at 15-9.
Yeah, Geno upset with himself, understandably so.
How many turnovers do you have just for Geno out of the five?
He has four of them.
Oh, okay. I was thinking three. Well, I was erring on the positive side, I guess. I didn't think I was, but I guess I was. 15-9, Silver Streak's a busy week for Galesburg. Back home Friday night for the rematch with United Township. As we'll have that one at 6:40 on the pregame, 7 o'clock tip-off. And then Galesburg turns around and goes to Peoria Manual on Saturday afternoon. It'll be a 4 o'clock tip-off. Streaks will play Peoria Notre Dame. It's the third game of four at Manual's shootout where the Streaks defeated Richwoods last year. Peoria Notre Dame, the opponent this year. And we'll have pregame coverage after the girls' game, somewhere around 3:40 Saturday afternoon. Geno out, and with that heavily taped right wrist, that's the one he pounds into the bench. And I don't like to see that. Here's a step-back three from Ian. That one's way off the mark.
Oh, maybe Easton
lost a handle on it, but saved it, falling out of bounds to Clary. Pull-up jumper, Dominique misses from the high post. And the rebound, Claver. Firing it into the front court. Battaglia drives. And good defense by Sibbing, who made him alter the shot and miss. And then JCS got the rebound. Final 7 seconds. JCS, top of the arc. Clary for three. Short. Rebound Austin. That's the end of the first quarter. Galesburg cannot buy a shot here in quarter number one. 15-9 Sterling after one on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just
Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg and the surrounding area's oldest and most trusted name in residential and commercial roofing for over 90 years. Find them at templetonroofing.com. And by the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you GHS basketball on WGIL.
If it's time to sell your SUV or minivan, Yem wants to buy it. This is Sarah Yem. As this area's exclusive Kelley Blue Book Buying Center, it's never been easier to get cash for your car or credit for your trade. Go to yemauto.com to get your Kelley Blue Book instant cash offer. Then come into Yem and get paid. Right now, we're looking for good used vans and SUVs. So if you're thinking of selling your minivan or third row SUV, visit yemauto.com to get your offer today.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
One quarter gone. Streaks ball to begin the second quarter. Turnaround jumper from the low blocks. Easton with a catch, the turn, and the shoot. Little baby hook shot pulls the Streaks within four as we start the second quarter. 15-11. Brad Benowitz, Jason Wessels, Sam Satiski from Sterling. As we are just underway here to begin the second quarter. A little hesitation drive down the right side. Ryan missed the runner, going right at JCS. Clary pulls down his third rebound. So a miss, a make for the Streaks, a miss by Sterling, and a chance for Galesburg to pull within a one-possession game. Ball tipped out near midcourt, and Keith got undercut. Turnover, and now foul on the floor against Galesburg. It'll be Ian Dominique going against Claver. And that was kind of a touch little foul, but a good one by Ian. Otherwise, it would have been an easy layup for Claver on the sixth Galesburg turnover. They kept the numbers pretty low in the first four and a half, maybe 5 minutes of the quarter, but now, what, four quick ones here in the last about 3 minutes of game time.
They've been coming in a hurry.
Firing it on the inbound. Ryan went right at Sibbing, got a little shoulder down, cleared some space, and Ryan put it up and in. A little physical mismatch between the senior and the freshman.
Yeah, definitely about 30 pounds difference there.
Clary up top, into the right side. Pass. Keith wide open. Now he passes, drives, skips it into the corner, throws it away. Made him alter his shot. Seven Galesburg turnovers. The drive and the layup at the other end by Phillips. Back into the game, playing with those two fouls. And just like that, Sterling jumps out eight. Streaks had a chance to get it down to two. And very quickly, they're down 19-11 now. The step back three off the wing. Ian hits a three. He's got eight in the half. 19-14, and Chad Thompson gets the official's attention, calls timeout. 6:41 to go first half, 19-14, Silver Streaks down five on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Go get them, Silver Streaks. This is Jeff Klink from Galesburg Nissan, reminding everyone Galesburg Nissan has the area's largest and nicest rental car fleet, an awesome detail shop, Galesburg Car Care, and we are driven to create customers for life. A free lifetime warranty with no gimmicks. Every fifth oil change is free for life. And a free loaner car for life. Galesburg Nissan, Galesburg Nissan Car Rental, Galesburg Car Care, and Galesburg Nissan Pre-Owned Auto Center all say, let's go streaks.
News, talk, sports on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
In the first half from Sterling, 19-14, Panthers with the, the Warriors with the lead. Looking at the score here, UT leading Rock Island, 18-11. Thank you, Sam. End of the first quarter in that game. Panthers up 7 on the Rocks against Streaks of Play United Township coming up Friday as we continue our second half swing through the Western Big Six. This is the second game of the second half swing. Galesburg trying to turn around a 2-5 start. Got off to a rough start in game 8 with the loss to Moline on Friday. Certainly they'd love to come up here and pull off the upset on Sterling's home court. But other than being tied at 2, there's a push off. There it is, a call against Cale Ryan. As Sibbing held his ground down the right side of the lane, Ryan just stuck that left arm out, pushed him right out. And that is the sixth Sterling turnover.
I bet JCS feels like he got hit by a Mack truck on that one. I mean, Cale Ryan is just put together pretty well. He's a football player, and you can tell.
19-14, Streaks down 5 with the ball. As I was about to say, other than being tied at 2, Sterling has led the entire game. Gino back into the game, drives left baseline. Ball knocked loose, falling down, last touch by Phillips, who thought Gino pushed him down. Galesburg has 2 team fouls, both of those on Ian Dominique, but he stays on the floor. Nobody else has a personal so far. Sterling, meanwhile, with 5 team fouls. Out high, Steck gives off to Gino. Up top to Clary. Back door to Easton. Right side layup. He's got 4 in the quarter, 6 for the game. 19-16, Streaks within 3.
I tell you, partner, I love seeing Easton Steck being aggressive.
Claver up top. Gets right. Misses as he tried to feed it over onto the left wing. Good defense by Steck to make him decide not to shoot. Now he reverses back behind him to Ryan.
The Streaks are giving Cale Ryan any shot he wants from about 18, 19 feet.
Pull-up jumper by Carter Chance on the inside instead. Flips it up and in from about 8 feet out.
I mean, JCS is literally 10 feet off of him, just giving him jump shots, and he refuses to shoot it.
5-point Sterling lead, 7 points in the game for Carter Chance. Carter Clary for the Streaks, dribbling, lost it off his foot. Turnover to Sterling. Driving Phillips, got knocked off balance, got his back turned to the basket, and he'll go to the line shooting 2. And Sibbing, slow to get up. I think he's okay. I think he was just frustrated.
He looked like he hit the back of his head a little bit.
Yeah, coming away shaking his head.
He's all right.
Yeah, rubbing the back of his head.
He's young, he can take it.
And a little bit angry too, it looks like. Just got back. Just a good hard foul by Sibbing to prevent the easy layup by Phillips, who goes to the line now.
Phillips with 3 steals here early.
First one up and in. Phillips in the first game played, but really wasn't much of a factor overall. But again, Sterling got off to that great lead, 25-8 at the end of the first quarter. Steck rebounds the missed free throw.
4 rebounds early for Easton.
Quick 3 by Ian. That one's off the mark. Some of the streak shots in this first quarter haven't even been close. Rebound Ryan, fires it into the front court. Austin from the wing drains a 3. That's his second of the game. The big man has 2 threes. 6 points in the game, 25-16. Galesburg back down 9 now.
Yeah, the big fella can shoot it a little bit. We got to be aware of it. Get out on him.
Dominique driving on Claver. Feeds it to Gino, but he hits the front of the rim on the shot. And we got a foul on Sterling.
Well, Gino getting 2 free throws out of this.
Sterling got the rebound and was ready to get out with it, but Phillips for Sterling just picked up his 3rd foul. And Gino's going to go to the line, driving to the basket. Said he got him on the arm.
Vasquez not very happy with it. He's telling the ref about it.
Yep. And is he the one? I'm not sure he's the one who called that foul. I think it was the one on the opposite side of the floor. So sure the one guy standing down here below us is thinking, I didn't make the call. Tell him.
Gino knocks down the free throw with the heavily taped right wrist. Doesn't show any ill effects on his shooting form.
Gino comes in, 58% on the season. Galesburg down 8, just under 5 minutes to go in the first half. Second free throw, good as well. His first 2 points of the night. 25-18, Sterling by 7. 4:50 to play here in the first half. Check in on the Illini here in a moment. Get you a score on that game since we're carrying this one instead. Here's Austin again, left wing. Missed the three. Rebound. Loose. Gino comes out with it. The run out to the other end. Nice. Sterling just Gino. Let him go. Claver let him go past him. And an easy layup for Gino. Streaks down five now at 25-20. Austin, the right side, fakes a three. Goes around Clary. Pulls up baseline and hits it. Soft jumper from the big man on the baseline. 27-20 Sterling.
Yeah, their big fellow Lucas, I mean, he can just flat out shoot the basketball. We got to get more aware. Make him put the ball on the floor. Not let him just settle for open jump shots.
Simming to the right side. Cut off. Now they flash at him with a double team. Down low to Carter. Pump fakes. Turns around. Move. Flips it up and in with a right hand. Baby hook.
Baby C squared.
27-22. 5-point lead. Open three. Battaglia from the wing. Grains it. Streaks left him wide open. And the mini shilling canned it. Sterling by eight.
That pass was a little high to Austin. He caught it and passed it in one motion. Right to a wide open Battaglia for three.
Steck gets bumped. Step back three, miss. Gino fouls over the backside of Battaglia, who had better position coming up with a rebound. First of the game on Gino. Four team fouls on the streak. 30-22 Sterling. Warriors will have the ball. 3:39 to go first half.
Streaks need to stop. Easton now guarding Claver.
Has it now to the left side. Hesitation dribble goes right at Nolan Carl and draws contact on Nolan. First foul of the game on Carl.
Yeah, Claver's just a smooth lefty. He's incredible at drawing contact. You see it on that play. He just got into Carter's body and forced the ref to make the call.
13 minutes to go in the game at Assembly Hall. Sorry, State Farm Center. Fighting Illini leading Ohio State by 15 as Claver hits the first free throw. He's got eight in the game. UT's opened up a 13-point lead on Rock Island. 5 minutes to go in the first half there. 9-point Sterling lead here, 31-22. 3.5 minutes to play in the half. Second free throw rolls around and out. Clary with the rebound. Carter's got four boards for the Silver Streak. Steck also with four. Gino at the volleyball line. Juggle the ball. He needs somebody to come out. Gives it off to Sibbing. Little handoff from the Streak's quarterback. Sibbing passes it away left side. Spin move by Carter. Gets his man to bite on the fake. And left alone to put it up and in from the left side.
All right, Carter Clary, just footwork and pump fakes galore.
Claver down the lane. Tries to get around Steck. Dishes it out into the right corner. Missed three long. Rebound batted out of Sibbing's hands. Now he controls. Here come the Silver Streaks. Carl goes around his man. Drives into the lane. Offensive foul. Austin planted himself in the lane. Nolan was going pretty fast. I thought he went left to avoid the direct contact, so Austin sold
you.
That a little bit. Nine turnovers on the Streaks. Second foul of the game on Nolan. And Nolan just went too hard into the lane, too fast. A lot of times the officials are just going to call it based on that, I feel like. There's another three from the outside. Battaglia hits another one. Back-to-back threes here in the second quarter, and he's proven to be a difference off the bench here for Sterling in the first half. Warriors lead by 10.
Yeah, Claver just creating for his teammates here. He reminds me a little bit of a James Harden-type player with the left hand.
Gino with a crossover. Gets to the basket, but too strong off the backboard. Austin with a rebound. Here comes Sterling, leading by 10, looking for more. Claver with a jump stop. Up strong with the left hand, but he's pushed from behind. Fouls have mounted on the Silver Streaks now as the Warriors are in the bonus for the rest of the half. 2:12 to play. And Claver going to the basket. They're going to give him two, or are they going to make him shoot a one-and-one here?
I think it's a one-and-one.
Sure thought they were indicating the foul was on the floor. Sibbing the foul, his second. Claver to the line. One for two just a moment ago on the last trip down the floor. The lefty puts the first one up and in. As Jason said earlier, leading scorer in the Western Big Six Conference, just under 75% from the free throw line on the season. 11-point Sterling lead, 35-24. Averaging 17.5 a game on the season. Hits them both. And he's got three in the quarter and 10 for the game now.
Little token press.
Sibbing, low pass to Carter, but he controls it down around his ankles. Into the corner. Steck open for three. A little bit off the front rim.
Good ball movement.
Rebound Austin, who's got six in the game for Sterling. Firing into the corner. Ryan, wide open right side, feeds it through the lane to Chance. He threw it behind the Streaks defense. They weren't looking. Easy lay-in for Chance, and he's got nine in the game now.
Streak suddenly down 14. You got to get a good possession here. Got to score.
Yep, got to stop the bleeding here before halftime. Try to chip away at this lead, get it back down to single digits. Sibbing, right side Ian, dribbles left, now hands off to JCS. The freshman launches the three. That's off the mark. Rebound Claver, his first rebound of the second quarter. He's got four for the game. On the right side, a little push off by Claver, a step back hesitation dribble, feeds it through the lane, flipped up and in by Chance. Six in the quarter, 11 for the game, and it's a 16-point Sterling lead, 40-24.
The Streak's got to stop the bleeding.
They put up 25 here in the second quarter. Backdoor cut, but not backdoor enough. Ian has to pass it back out to Gino, who drives. The runner misses. Carter with the offensive that rebound, fights up and puts it in.
C-square going to work on the glass.
Carter with six, all in the second quarter, and Gelsberg calls another full timeout, down 40-26, and we may see a defensive switch coming out of this timeout. 59 seconds to go. We'll try to initiate some pressure, put a turnover on quickly, yes, and as we talked about, try to chip away at that lead a little faster here, down 14.
Yeah, Streaks are going to have to do something here, make some sort of adjustment on Claver. He's doing just way too much. He's just controlling the game right now, getting anywhere he wants in the paint, distributing the basketball, making points at the free throw line. He's shown you why he's the leading scorer in the Western Big Six right now.
Yeah, but he's not doing it by scoring. He's doing it by his ball movement and his penetration. I mean, yeah, he's got 10 in the game, but Claver's doing it all on the floor with the ball and then
four
drawing
rebounds,
the defense and passing it away.
Four rebounds, five assists. Yeah. He's definitely showing you why he's an all-conference type player.
United Township with an 11-point lead over Rocky at the half, 29-18. Other than this game here, that's really the marquee game from a matchup standpoint coming in, and it's the one with the biggest implication where it stands in the conference, with two teams tied in the middle of the pack going head-to-head against each other tonight. Again, Panthers leading by 11 at the break. Those two teams are tied with this one here tonight. Sterling all at 5-3. Moline and Quincy both playing Geneseo and Alleman, and anticipating those games won't be much. Silver Streaks, meanwhile, have a minute to go here in the half. And got to try to make a game out of this one. Down 14, much closer than the first matchup, but that doesn't matter. This is the only one that matters here right now. Claver through the hands of Austin. Too close, but it deflects over to Chance. Sterling maintains. Back door, feed to Chance. Fouled as the Streaks got over too late and won. And Chance has picked apart the Silver Streaks with his penetration, and they're finding him cutting to the basket.
Man, he's got 11.
He's got
13.
Yeah.
That's 13.
13.
Yep.
Third foul of the game on Sibbing. And Nolan Carl's going to check back in. Sibbing's going to the bench. 41 seconds to go with an and one for Carter Chance. Chance at the free throw line. Look at it, see if I'm reading this right. That's only a sixth free throw attempt of the season.
Wow.
And he's got two tonight, and he's made them both. 17-point Sterling lead, 43-26. Clary, right wing to Carl. 30 seconds to go in the half. Carl lost the ball off his hip. Dribbled it out of control. 10 Gelsberg turnover. Sterling into the front court. Ryan feeds it to Austin on a bounce. Steps back into the corner. Gets it back on the give and go from Ryan with a layup, driving left baseline. 45-26. Sterling has 30 points here in the second quarter. Carl drives, deflects it, thrown away. Other end, Claver with a layup. Steck got back too late. Claver with a lay-in. 47-26. Suddenly it's a 21-point lead, and the Streaks can't get off a final shot. Sterling outscores the Silver Streaks 32-17 in the second quarter, and Gelsberg trails 47-26 at the half. Since Gelsberg was down 7 at 31-24, they got outscored 16-2. And what was a competitive game has turned out not to be so much at this juncture here at halftime. 47-26 Sterling.
Yeah.
When we come back, we'll take a look at the first half stats. We'll talk things over with the coaching staff. We'll look at the individual scoring as well from Sterling. Warriors now up 21, 47-26 on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Salvera Health is excited to bring comprehensive primary care to Galesburg. Dr. Santiago, Dr. Patterson, and nurse practitioners Nate Craig and Emily Minette are accepting new patients. We welcome walk-ins, provide lab, urology, and birth control services. We accept most insurance and work with other providers to coordinate care. If you're looking for healthcare that is personal, easy, and convenient, request an appointment today at silverahealth.com/Galesburg.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems Incorporated on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
One time I went over to the cities, and oh, there was that once over to Peoria.
If you never see the same eye doctor, how would they know if you had a serious or worsening condition with no recorded history?
Huh, fair point.
At Kehoe Eye Care, they can get you in for a one-time appointment, but what they're really interested in is getting to know you and your vision. They want to build a relationship with you to take care of your eyes today and for many years to come. No one takes your vision more seriously than the docs at Kehoe, so make an appointment today.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
I'm Bob Burke, founder and chairman of Burke America Parts Group, a family of brands that includes RepairClinic.com, an appliance and HVAC parts solution company that's grown into an international brand. Before AmericanEagle.com, we partially launched a new technology platform developed by another firm. American Eagle helped take our technology to a whole new level with digital marketing, software development, and business insights into our key markets, appliances, HVAC, and outdoor power equipment, and did so both on time and on budget. AmericanEagle.com has the resources, experience, and talent needed to produce solutions. Our new technology platform developed by AmericanEagle.com has produced tremendous results with higher traffic, conversion, engagement, and online revenue. If you have any home repairs you need to take care of, check us out at RepairClinic.com. If you need a world-class website or technology project, then I would highly recommend AmericanEagle.com.
Call AmericanEagle.com at 773-NETWORK. That's AmericanEagle.com, 773-NETWORK.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Ford of Galesburg Halftime Report. Ford of Galesburg on West Main Street, where your purchase is backed by our promise. Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Well, Sterling put on a run on the Galesburg boys basketball team here late in the first half, and they opened up what was... Actually, we could go back to 25-20 when Galesburg was within five. And from that point on, Sterling nearly doubled its first half point total up to that point. So at 25-20, Galesburg got outscored 22-6 the rest of the way in the first half. And that opens up a 21-point lead for Sterling. And very deflating going into the locker room when you're competitive, like the Streaks were.
Yeah, we were competitive first quarter and second quarter. We just kind of fell apart again, and you know we continue to allow teams to go on these big runs against us. Moline did it the other night. I believe it was like a 31-3 run. There's a 16-3 run here tonight. The Streaks have, when you feel the momentum shifting like that, we got to make sure you take extra care of the basketball. You've got to get a good shot, and the Streaks too many times came down one-on-one or one pass and a shot, and Sterling went the other way with it, and that's why we find ourselves down 21.
47-26, again the score. Our halftime stats brought to you by Yem Auto Group on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. And we turn things over to Galesburg High School junior Sam Sadisky. No, he's still adding up some numbers. Oh, you're ready? Oh, look at Sam. I'm confident. I got this. Hand it over, Benowitz. I'm ready. All right, what do you show for the numbers, Sam?
You just don't trust me.
I don't want to throw it to you if you're not ready, that's all.
From the field, we're 10 for 28% shooting 35, or 10 for 28 shooting 35%. From the three-point line, we're 2 for 13 shooting 15%. But we're perfect from the free throw line, we're shooting 4 for 4. Sterling's 18 for 26 from the field, shooting 69%. Sterling's 5 for 10 from 3, shooting 50%. And they're 6 from 8 from the line, 75%. We have 5 more turnovers than them. We have 11 turnovers. They have 6. Although we've out-rebounded them, we have 18. They have 13.
Well, that was one of your keys to the game, Jason, early on, was rebounding. Unfortunately, the Streaks, they had a really great first quarter from a rebound standpoint, but they couldn't turn those into any points in that first quarter where they shot really poorly.
Yeah,
they dug a hole for themselves.
Dug too big of a hole for ourselves, and it's going to take a Herculean-type effort to get back in this one.
Going to take a break here. Jason's going to go down and talk to the coaching staff. 47-26 Sterling. We'll take a look at the individual scores when we come back as well from Musgrove Fieldhouse on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Do you promise to have and to hold until death do you part?
No, but I, Dane Kuna, do promise 1 year of free oil changes with purchase of any vehicle.
Oh, wow. I do.
Ford of Galesburg is ready to commit to you with the Ford Promise. Stop by West Main Street in Galesburg. Test drive the car, truck, or SUV that catches your eye and drive off the lot knowing you have free oil changes for the next year, plus free maintenance inspections and a price match guarantee on tires.
Ford of Galesburg, your purchase is backed by our promise.
Salvera Health is excited to bring comprehensive primary care to Galesburg. Dr. Santiago, Dr. Patterson, and nurse practitioners Nate Craig and Emily Minette are accepting new patients. We welcome walk-ins, provide lab, urology, and birth control services. We accept most insurance and work with other providers to coordinate care. If you're looking for health care that is personal, easy, and convenient, request an appointment today at salverahealth.com/Galesburg.
WGIL, keeping you connected to Galesburg.
Hi, this is Molly Prescott from WGIL. Please join West Central Illinois ROSC and the recovery community for a good laugh with comedian Jeff McFadden on Saturday, February 11th at Cedar Creek Hall. Show starts at 7 and is for mature audiences only. For more details on this or other events, check out our community events page at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are being brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Dillon's Appliance Service, selling and servicing used appliances in Knox County and the surrounding area with competitive rates at all major appliance brands. Contact them at 343-0476. Winter weather advisory in effect from 9 o'clock tonight till 6 o'clock tomorrow night. Snow overnight with 1 to 2 inches, overnight low of 30. More snow likely tomorrow. It's another inch or two and a high of 34. It's 33 at WGIL.
Wear a gray WGIL button for your chance to win instant cash. Pick up your free button at Knoxville Barn Grill on Main Street in Knoxville. There's a full list of button locations at WGIL.com.
47-26 Sterling. Let's go down to Jason.
Jason Wessels here with Coach Eric Thompson. Coach, rough end of the first half there. What can we do defensively to try and slow down Andre Claiborne?
More help side. You know, he's a really, really good one-on-one basketball player. There's a reason he leads the conference in points, right? He's a really good one-on-one basketball player. He's really good at using his body without, you know, getting charges drawn on him. Our biggest issue right now is that our offense is starting their fast breaks. And they're beating us up and down the court, and that's unacceptable. You know, you'd love to see, you know, if you, you know, have a lull on offense, you turn the ball over, you take a bad shot, you'd love to see guys really hustle back on defense. We haven't really seen that. We've kind of hung our heads when things haven't gone our way on offense, and it's really hurting us.
All right, Coach, it's good. Good talk. Hopefully we turn this around in the second half, and we'll see you Friday against Rocky.
Yes, sir.
Halftime Coach's interview brought to you by Yem Auto Group on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. Quincy leading Rock Island. That's Alleman. That's at the end of the third quarter. And no surprise here, it'll be a running clock in the fourth quarter, 67-28, as the Blue Devils continue to move closer and closer to a first-place showdown and a conference championship battle with the Moline Maroons. Also, UT leading Rock Island at the half, 29-18. Here tonight, Silver Streak sophomores lost 70-61. And at the half, Streaks trail in the varsity game, 47-26. Individual scoring, Carter Chance with 14 to lead Sterling. Andre Claver, the leading scorer in the conference, with 12. Lucas Austin, 8. Nicholas Battaglia off the bench with 6. Kale Ryan, 4. Caden Phillips, 3. Everybody who's played for Sterling tonight has scored. Warriors will have the ball to begin the second half. Streaks are led by Ian Dominique with 8. Easton Steck and Carter Clary each with 6. Gino Williams, 4. Jace Keith with 2. No points off the bench for the Silver Streaks. Bounce pass to the inside. The give and go. High or low, high. Phillips to the outside. Missed 3 by Carter Chance, who led Sterling in scoring in the first half. Carter Clary with a 6th rebound for the Streaks. Has it now just off the right side of the top of the arc. Gino bounced back into the midcourt circle. Yeah, just underway, second half. Go ahead, Jason.
Streaks came out there in a little 3-2 flat zone. There's Jace Keith and the Easton Steck for 2.
Good flash by Easton along the baseline. And the feed from Keith out on the wing to get the Streaks back under the 20-point margin, down 19 with 47-28, not quite a minute into the third quarter.
And here the Streaks are again in that 1-2-2-3-2 look.
Another opening in the lane. Phillips tries to get it off to Austin, and he lost the handle on it. Only one turnover in the second quarter for Sterling after five in the first quarter. And in two possessions, a missed shot and now a turnover for the Warriors. A full court press here now.
Yeah, take advantage of it and chip away and try to get this lead under 10 by the start of the fourth quarter.
Sterling backs off. They just pressure on the ball to Gino, bringing it across midcourt. Works his way to the right wing. Picks up his dribble out high to Dominique. Ian led the Streaks in scoring in the first half with eight. Left side, Keith. Had two free throws early, didn't score the rest of the half. Dribbles to the right side, the feed to Gino driving in, over the basket from the baseline. A fight for the rebound, picked up by Ryan. Loose ball, diving Steck saves it, and it's Ryan who picks it up, drives, missed the layup, rebound, batted around. Keith has it for the Silver Streaks. A mad scramble on both ends, and the Streaks lucky to get away with a missed shot from Ryan and came down with a rebound after the turnover.
Yeah, good defensive possession there for the Streaks. Battled and got the rebound. There's
quick three by the wing. Gets it from the right side. Dominique in double figures.
Nice pass from Easton.
47-31. I said a turnover by the Streaks earlier. It was actually a throw over the basket by Gino, who drove the baseline and missed everything. 2 minutes into the second quarter, the Streaks have cut the deficit to 16. Claver tried to get Sterling on the board. Missed a three. Streaks trying to take advantage. Third rebound for Dominique. Chip a little closer here. Make a little run to start the second half. Get some momentum. Clary up top. Down the right side. Right at Austin.
Nice.
Softly
good
up
fella.
And in with the right hand. Four straight baskets in the game by Clary. Going back to 3-for-3 in the second quarter. And Sterling calls a timeout. No, they just...
Yeah, I think they did.
That's well, they're going to the huddle. What are the Streaks doing out on the floor? Now they realize what's going on. The official made this weird signal, and now he's saying my fault, because he came out and instead of putting the hands together in a T formation, he actually brushed his hands together like he was trying to swipe something off of his hands, and the Silver Streaks were confused by that, as was I, because I Sterling was calling a timeout, but he didn't make the timeout signal, so everybody was kind of lost there for a moment.
I missed that one. I was watching Vasquez and his reaction to his players there. He's not too happy with his players and his slow start for them here in the third quarter. Streaks cut off seven off the lead early, real quick.
7-0 run to get things started here in the second half to shave the lead down to 14. And that's not insignificant because, I mean, we're not even 2.5 minutes into the second half. So we got a ton of time left in this one and plenty of time to mount a comeback if you just chip away.
Yes, sir. Just chip away. And like I said, you get it under 10 by the fourth quarter and your players feel like they got a chance to win the game.
Thanks again to Galesburg's amazing car dealership, Galesburg Nissan, corner of North Henderson Street in Galesburg, for providing our transportation. We want to remind you, Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty, where all new cars, trucks, and SUVs come with that free lifetime powertrain warranty. Also goes for all used vehicles that are 5 years old and under 80,000 miles. And a quick three by Austin coming out of the timeout, and they made that look easy.
Yeah, Carter was right there, played good defense, and, you know, that's probably the shot you want them taking, a well-defended three.
Drive by Keith in from the right side. Shot won't go down. Rebound tipped out, last touch by Williams. It'll go back to Sterling. 50-33 Sterling. Again, our thanks to Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street. Also check them out for all of your rental cards needs, with typically 20 vehicles available. You can check it out online at galesburgcars.com.
Yeah, go see them at Nissan. They do a great job. Great bunch of guys in there, help you every time.
Moline with a 61-38 lead over Geneseo. That game going into the fourth quarter. Dribble drive left side. Phillips knifed through the Streaks defense. Sterling back up 19 now as they push the lead back up. It was 21 at the half, 52-33 now. Back-to-back buckets coming out of the Warriors' timeout. Ian trying to work around a Clary screen. Reversal back over to Gino, driving in. Passed his man, floated up, missed the shot. Rebound, loose on the floor. Keith diving, tries to get out with a mad scramble. Another player on the floor is Clary for the Streaks. Finally a tie-up called, and Galesburg will have it on the alternating possession.
Good hustle there by the Streaks. Carter, Jace, JK15, Jace Keith, both diving all over the floor. Kept the possession for the Streaks.
Silver Streaks making a concerted effort to attack the basket here. Ian did get an open three, but otherwise everything has been downhill, especially coming in from the right side. Streaks have had some decent looks at it, but haven't been able to finish as Sterling has pushed the lead back up to 19. Clary on the left wing. Drives right to the free throw line. The kick out. Another three. Dominique in and out. Right, rebound. Austin got held by Clary, and now they're going to call it. I thought he was going to get away with it. That's the first foul of the game on Clary.
Lucas Austin grabbing his seventh rebound of the game. He's had another solid night against us.
First of the second half.
And Ian got a good look. That ball was right there. It was a perfect miss right off the back of the rim.
Streak's got a nice run to start the second half. Rock Island's done the same against United Township. 7-1 run to cut that lead down to 5. Early third quarter there. Approaching midpoint of the third quarter here at Sterling. Warriors lead 52-33 and now make it 55-33. Austin left open again. And the Streaks cannot let the big man just camp out there and shoot. He's knocked down 2 here in the second half.
Yeah, 4 for the game. Just incredible for him. 6'7". A little bit of heavier kid, and he can knock it down.
He's got 14 now. Clary down the left side of the lane. Dishes it back out. Ian with a pump fake. Drives. Floats it up. Banks it in with the right hand. Tough shot. On the move.
Over,
that ends the Sterling run.
Over the outstretched arms of Lucas Austin. He just knocked it down. Oh, now he's stepping out even farther.
And he hit it again. Yep, he's feeling it. And he puts the 3 signal out. 3 for 3 here in the second half. 9 points, 17 for the game. Sibbing. Free throw line. Back door to Carter. Dribbles. Tries to go up with the left hand. Blocked out of bounds by Phillips. Streaks will keep it.
Yeah, a little pick and roll between JCS and Carter. He got the ball a little late there. Tried to finish with the left hand and just a little late. And Phillips came from behind and blocked it out of bounds.
So the Streaks scored the first 7 of the second half. Ryan Vasquez called timeout for Sterling. They went on an 8-0 run. Got the lead back and added one. Almaguer up top. Carl. Nolan to the left side. Goes right into Austin. Came up short on the shot. Tried to play through contact, missed everything. Claver with a rebound. Now Carl putting pressure on Claver in the backcourt. Fouls him on the arm, his 3rd of the game.
And another rebound for Claver. He's got 5 in the game to go along with 7 assists and 11 points. 12 points, excuse me.
It's like Fighting Illini on their way to a victory. They're up 17 now on Ohio State with 3.5 minutes to play in Champaign. Austin, guarded a little more closely by Steck, using his body to fend off Steck. Now the step back misses from 8 feet. Offensive rebound put back Ryan on the weak side. Streaks went for the block, and that allowed Ryan the easy offensive rebound put back. 60-35 Sterling. Steck fires it into the corner to Carl. Back up top, Almaguer. Touch pass right side. Dominique for 3, too long. Rebound Austin. 8 in the game for him now. Heard Eric Thompson say at the half, we're helping their offense by taking bad shots on our end. And now Austin with a pull-up jumper just outside the free throw line. He's 4 for 5 in the second half. He has as many shots as the whole rest of the team in the second half.
He's up to 21 in the game.
11 here in the second half. And a 27-point Sterling lead. So Gelsberg had a nice run to start the third quarter. And all Sterling has done is outscored the Silver Streaks 15-2 since then. Almaguer, right wing, dribbles to the right side of the lane, trying to get it up, does get it up,
nice
over
rebound,
chance,
Houston.
And a shot wouldn't go down. Steck with the offensive rebound. Sibbing shot in and out from 18 feet. Almaguer feeds to Carl down the lane, got his back turned to the basket, couldn't finish. Austin the rebound, the outlet, Phillips driving, layup. Streaks work so hard, 3 shots on their offensive end come up empty, and the 3rd empty leads to a run out for Sterling. Now a steal at midcourt. Phillips at the other end, fouled by Carl. They've opened up a 29-point lead with 1.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. And a couple of those shots did everything but go down, in and out, in and out.
Like you said, we had multiple looks down there, did a great job crashing the glass and just couldn't convert, and Sterling was getting easy run outs to extend their lead.
So the foul on Carl, his 4th. We'll send Caden Phillips to the line. Easton's going to check out. Hobbling with the right leg. Jace Keith back in to replace him. Here comes Nicholas Battaglia, the sophomore, for Sterling back in. Well, the Streaks attack, though. I love the fact that, you know, they got down 27. They continue to attack the basket. They got 3 decent looks at it. Sibbing's shot from just inside the top of the arc did everything but drop through as it rattled in and out. Phillips misses the first free throw. It's just been a tough shooting night overall. That's not That's not the reason the streaks are down 29 right now, but it is part of the reason.
It is part. You alluded to it earlier. This is a tough place to shoot the basketball. It's a deep backdrop, and if you don't shoot in this type of backdrop regularly, it's going to be tough for you.
Phillips out after he makes the second free throw. He's got 5 in the quarter, 8 for the game, and a 30-point Sterling lead now with a minute 32 to play in the third quarter. Carl and Sibbing in the backcourt. JCS across midcourt, working against Trevor Deer, who's checked into the game. A 3 by Dominique, air ball. Weak side rebound, saved by Keith. Carl into the lane, Almaguer gets bumped on his way to the basket, falling down. And he'll go to the line shooting too.
And the streaks are getting good looks. They're just not making many shots tonight. Done a good job on the glass. Aiden A-squared, he's going to the line here for two.
Good win for the Silver Streaks girls last night as Almaguer's first free throw is off the front of the rim. How about that win over Canton after that just devastating loss to Morton on Saturday when the Potters just basically threw up a heave at the buzzer that went in, broke the Silver Streaks' hearts at home, but they bounced back nicely with a win over a good Canton team last night. Here are the Silver Streaks boys trail 65-36, just over a minute to go third quarter. Flavor up top, trying to work around a double screen. They go in the back door, layup right side by Carter Chance, who's got 16 in the game, his first basket of the second half. He led Sterling in scoring in the first half, but they didn't need him in the second half with Austin getting off to the quick start. Now Keith with a dribble drive left baseline, banks it up and in.
Yeah, Jason, nice drive there alongside the baseline. And
oh boy, up top Austin hits again. Left him wide open. Lucas Austin, 5 for 6 in the second half, 4 for 4 from three-point range. And now Sterling in danger of doubling up the Silver Streaks. Late third quarter, 70-38.
I mean, that Austin is just absolutely on fire.
Carl drives, scoops it into the corner, Sibbing an open three off the front of the rim. Rebound on the run, Chance leading the Sterling break. Down the right side, layup. Almaguer was tracking him step for step, but he couldn't get a step enough to get in front. 72-38, deflected pass, deflected to JCS in front of the basket, who puts it up and in. Johnny on the spot.
Yeah, look what I found.
Quick three at the buzzer by Claver is no good, but we're going to have a running clock. In the fourth quarter, 72-40 Sterling. They put up another 25 on the Silver Streaks in the third quarter and lead by 32 on WGIL and WGIL.com.
A warm home on a cold night makes you feel safe, content, and fortunate. So let me ask, is it worth $69 to know you'll have a winter full of warm and cozy evenings? Hi, I'm Autumn Cantorini with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. One of the best ways to keep your energy bills low and lower the risk of extensive repairs down the road is to get your heating system cleaned and tuned every year. At Neil Thomas, we'll do that for just $69. And if we find you need a repair, we'll give you a 10% discount on it. Give us a call at Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, 342 Heat.
Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg and the surrounding area's oldest and most trusted name in residential and commercial roofing for over 90 years. Find them at templetonroofing.com. And by the UPS store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you GHS basketball on WGIL.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
Inspired by Rush, the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. Weekdays 11 to 2 on WGIL.
Sterling, really no personnel change. They do have Maddox Osborne, a sophomore, 6'4", 250, but he can shoot the three based on what we saw in the sophomore game.
Yeah, he does a little bit of everything. I was super impressed with that kid in the sophomore game. I've seen him twice this year, and he's done good things both times we've seen him.
But really no personnel change for Sterling otherwise, leading by 32 as we start the fourth quarter. Missed three from the corner, JCS. Clary with the offensive rebound. Can't hit the scoop from the left side. Sterling comes out with it. Rebound, Trevor Deer into the front court. Battaglia fires it into the right corner. Quick pass on the give and go down low. Deer up and in. Trevor Deer, a senior, in off the bench. 74-40. Sterling with a running clock here in the fourth quarter. Illegal screen, turnover against the Silver Streaks. Their 14th of the game.
Good. Just a tough break there for Carter. You got to get set a little bit quicker and before you set that screen.
Sometimes those illegal screens are on the dribbler. I think we talked about that from time to time.
Yeah, we talked about that earlier in the year, and you're right. Sometimes the dribbler goes a little too quickly.
74-40 Sterling. It'll be Battaglia bringing it across midcourt. Now into the game, Brecken Peterson, a junior. And now they have taken most of the players out. Here's a block. Carter Clary on Maddox Osborne. Rebounds the block. Carter has 8 rebounds. That'll get him back on the right side of the conference numbers.
Yep.
Just behind Owen Freeman leading the conference after the Moline game last Friday. Drive by Keith. Floats it up with the right hand off the back iron. Osborne the rebound for Sterling. Jace has done a nice job attacking the basket tonight. Unfortunately, only one finish for him. 4 points on the night. Dribble in from the left side. Miss. Rebound Sterling. Battaglia got it back, kicked it out. The 3 missed, and it's Osborne with the rebound. The big man going down the left side with a putback. 76-40.
Yeah, Streaks just came up a little short there on the rebounding. Oh, there's a nice drive by JK 15.
Drives it down the right side, finishes it with the right hand that time. 76-42, 5:40 to play in the game. Sophomores lost 70-61. Streaks back in action Friday night with UT coming to town. Here's a scoop up by Battaglia coming in from the left side. Finger roll with a right hand off the backboard. And massive substitutions for both teams now. We got a hockey line change on both sides.
Yep. So JCS, Taylen Davis, A squared, Aiden Almaguer.
Jackson Hillhouse, Brandon Lewis in from the Streaks as well. Trevor Durr starts in the game for Sterling. Christian Beasley in, a 6'2 senior. Peterson, Brecken Peterson, stays on the floor. Cameron O'Brien also stays on the floor for Sterling, along with Rowan Workman, who just checked in. Quick pull-up three by JCS, badly off the mark from the top of the arc. Rebound Beasley, who just came into the game. Back the other direction, Sterling. They lost it in the corner. That's only their 9th turnover. You might remember, if you were with us early, didn't they have a hard time handling the ball early on? Yeah, they did. 5 turnovers in the first quarter. It was allowing a pretty good back-and-forth game between the two. But since those 5 in the first quarter, that was only their 4th the rest of the game, 9 total.
They got it figured out in a hurry and started taking care of the basketball.
Davis, entry pass. Brandon to the right side, covered up, kicks it back up top. Almaguer with a dribble drive in from the left side through traffic, got fouled. He'll go to the line shooting too.
Way to get to the hoop and get yourself a couple free throws at the cherry stripe.
Rock Island has come back to take the lead on United Township. Oh. They were down 11 at the break. It's now 41-40 Rocks. Early fourth quarter action in a battle between gridlock for third place in the Western Big Six as Almaguer misses the first free throw. Sterling, Rock Island, and UT all tied for third place. 2 games behind Quincy. Blue Devils trail Moline by a game. Moline undefeated in the Western Big Six Conference. So all the action kind of in a log jam in kind of separate places. The 2 at the top and then the 3 in the middle as Almaguer hits the second free throw.
Jamal Waters entering the game.
78-43, Streaks down. Final 4 minutes of the game. Right side Peterson. The dribble drive by Beasley down to the right low blocks. Got it up over Lewis, but missed it. And Lewis comes down with a rebound.
Yeah, B. Lewis, a nice defense there.
There's Jamal Waters. A little hesitation dribble up top. Now Hillhouse fires from the left wing and hit it. Jackson Hillhouse. Not afraid to get off some quick shots when he gets into the game. Yeah, 78-46.
And you know what, partner? In the limited time we've seen him this year, he's battled some sickness this year, but the kid can really shoot the basketball.
Yep, had a hand injury early, which limited for about the first 10 games of the season before he finally worked his way in. 78-46 as Sterling turns it over. Here's Taylen Davis up top, works his way left side of the arc. Now Hillhouse fires it to the left side. 3 by Almaguer off the wing.
Nice, Aiden.
So Streaks trying to get their way toward 50. Here's an open 3 right side. Rowan Workman misses. Nice step back by Lewis to latch onto that rebound. His 2nd. Davis, right side Hillhouse. Jackson dribbles to the right side to the basket. Comes up short. Rebound Lewis with a foul. And Brandon Lewis will get an and one. Nice move by Jackson driving into the right lane as well. Let's set that one up. And the clock continues to roll under 2.5 minutes to play.
I like what I'm seeing out of B. Lou here. You know, in limited minutes, he's already got 3 rebounds and a bucket, going for his 3rd point of the game at the line.
And it's off the back iron.
Just missed.
Rebound Peterson. 78-51, Sterling. Warriors with the ball, 2:15 to play. Left side, Cameron O'Brien with a right hand in from the left side. Missed it. There's Lewis with his third rebound of the game. I remember he had six rebounds. There's a quick three by Jackson Hillhouse from the left corner. And there's his varsity career high with six. It's 78-54. And the Streaks don't look now on an 11-0 run.
I love the way the second unit and the Streaks bench is playing right now. I mean, they're playing with energy and effort.
Nice ball movement, taking good shots.
Not just conceding the defeat. They're out here doing everything they can. Oh, look at the screen.
There's Workman on the right side, stuffed by Almaguer, saves it from going out of bounds. Streaks come out with it. Good block by Aiden, saving the rebound, and now Gelsberg turns it over in transition at the other end. Final minute 25 here, 78-54 Sterling. Gelsberg at home Friday night. Come out and see the Streaks play United Township. Interesting to see Rock Island, which has struggled so much in the fourth quarter with leads, to actually eliminate a deficit and come back on their own tonight against UT. Still plenty of time to play in that one. Quincy over Alleman, a final there, 80-35.
Cody Jones into the game.
Also Moline blowing out Geneseo in the other conference game tonight. Final minute here from Sterling with the Warriors up big. The drive in from the right side. The miss. Jackson Hillhouse the rebound. Streaks into the front court. Davis. Right side Lewis. The give and go. Out in the corner. Jones pulls it back out. Taylen Davis drives. Picks up at the top of the arc. 30 seconds to go. Left corner three by Waters. Air ball. Rebound Lewis. Up and in.
Brandon Lewis?
Brandon Lewis, four rebounds in this quarter to go along with 4 points.
I got him for five rebounds.
What did I miss? 78-56. And now Sterling will just dribble out the final 10 seconds. So the Streaks end the game on a 14-0 run. And they make the final score a little more respectable in the end. 78-56. Credit to the five guys on the floor for Gelsberg at the end of the game for putting that run together. Gelsberg falls to 7-18. Sterling now 18-5. Streaks are 2-7 in the Western Big Six. And our post-game show from Sterling comes up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
When they walk in the door here and they go, oh, I remember our kids went to school together, and it's so nice to see a familiar face to help me with this. So those relationships go all through the community.
Todd Ettinger co-owns Hinchliffe Pearson West Funeral Home with Alan Palmer and Carrie Walters. They're your neighbors and the familiar faces you need when it's time to say goodbye.
Strong community is so very important for all of us.
Hinchliffe Pearson West in Galesburg and Abingdon.
If it's time to sell your car, Yem wants to buy it. This is Sarah Yem. As this area's exclusive Kelley Blue Book buying center, it's never been easier to get cash for your car or credit for your trade. Go to yemauto.com to get your Kelley Blue Book instant cash offer. Come into Yem today, get paid today. Get cash up front toward your trade and drive away happy. From Yem, your Kelley Blue Book buying center, North Henderson Street, Galesburg. Visit yemauto.com to get your offer today.
Salvera Health is excited to bring comprehensive primary care to Galesburg. Dr. Santiago, Dr. Patterson, and nurse practitioners Nate Craig and Emily Minette are accepting new patients. We welcome walk-ins, provide lab, urology, and birth control services. We accept most insurance and work with other providers to coordinate care. If you're looking for health care that is personal, easy, and convenient, request an appointment today at salverahealth.com/Galesburg.
Go get them, Silver Streaks. This is Jeff Klink from Gelsberg Nissan, reminding everyone Gelsberg Nissan has the area's largest and nicest rental car fleet, an awesome detail shop, Gelsberg Car Care, and we are driven to create customers for life. A free lifetime warranty with no gimmicks. Every fifth oil change is free for life, and a free loaner car for life. Gelsberg Nissan, Gelsberg Nissan Car Rental, Gelsberg Car Care, and Gelsberg Nissan Pre-Owned Auto Center all say, let's go Streaks.
Here at Dave's, we get compliments on how clean we are in every department and how we always have the latest technology. But you know what? Our strongest resource is that you feel at home with familiar faces like the ones on our Wall of Fame. You see, our people stay with us. So if the faces and names look familiar to you every time you come, it's because they enjoy working with us and you.
Dave's Auto Body.
Great work, great people.
You better call Dave's.
with the final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Chad Thompson. WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Final score 78-56 Sterling over the Galesburg boys basketball team. Streaks now 7-18 on the season. 2-7 in the Western Big Six Conference. Brad Binowitz, Jason Wessels, Sam Sadiski here with you. Nice finish by the Silver Streaks. Unfortunately, too little and way too late here, but a nice run at the end leads to, we're just going to announce it now, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. You and I were on board quickly with this one, Jason.
Yeah, Brandon Lewis came in the fourth quarter and he had some productive minutes and played probably what essentially is probably his best game he's played yet as a Silver Streak. He had 5 rebounds and 4 points in about 4 or 5 minutes of work with a running clock.
Well, it was definitely his biggest point output of any individual game this season, but he didn't quite make his rebounding high. He did have 6 rebounds in the Geneseo game earlier, also in fourth quarter action, but still 5 rebounds and 4 points in very limited time. Part of, again, we'll say it, part of a 14-0 run by Galesburg to end the game, as we said, to make this score a little bit more respectable. Sterling wins at 78-56. They're 18-5 on the season and 6-3 now in the Western Big Six Conference. More postgame from Musgrove Fieldhouse when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems Incorporated on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
Standing at the end of the driveway, surveying the cracks, you imagine how much nicer your house would look with a new concrete driveway. For any and all jobs involving concrete, consult the experts at Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next concrete project.
A warm home on a cold night makes you feel safe, content, and fortunate. So let me ask, is it worth $69 to know you'll have a winter full of warm and cozy evenings? Hi, I'm Autumn Cantorini with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. One of the best ways to keep your energy bills low and lower the risk of extensive repairs down the road is to get your heating system cleaned and tuned every year. At Neil Thomas, we'll do that for just $69. And if we find you need a repair, we'll give you a 10% discount on it. Give us a call at Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, 342 Heat.
When you're out and about, be sure you're wearing the gray WGIL button for a chance to be spotted and win instant cash, like Edwin Spiel of Galesburg, who won $50 from WGIL.
78-56, Silver Streaks fall at Sterling. Brad Binowitz, Jason Wessels, and Sam Sadiski here from Musgrove Fieldhouse. Part of our post-game coverage, we've already given you our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, Brandon Lewis, 4 points, 5 rebounds in that fourth quarter when, again, we just really love the way the Streaks played with those guys coming in, the last team on the floor to wrap up when they could come in. And again, you know, you get your opportunities when you get your opportunities. And that's even right. Though it's not at the time necessarily that they want in a game that is all but over, that unit came out and just really played clean basketball. It was fun to watch them move and take good shots, and consequently, it helped the Streaks' overall stats by the time we were all said and done. And not great numbers when it's all finished, but much better than it could have been. As Coach Chad Thompson makes his way up this direction, so we'll talk with him. UT has now rallied back. They've regained the lead, up 6 over Rock Island, 52-46.
Well, back and forth affair there.
Yep, with 2:09 remaining in that game. Coach Chad Thompson joins us now. Our post-game coaches interview brought to you by Courtright Construction in Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Coach, we're going to start with the end of the game because that's where our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game came in, as we were talking about. We love the energy and the Christmas with that final unit that was on the floor played for you there.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a direct result what happens when you're engaged and play hard and don't quit. And they did a great job. You know, you got to tip your hat to Jackson Hillhouse, Brandon Lewis. Taylen Davis handled the ball better than 90% of our starters. I mean, he did a great job for us. I thought Jamal played hard when he was in. And, you know, Aiden played the majority of the second half for us, did a great job as well. So not even just in the quote-unquote, you want to call it garbage time into the game, but it wasn't garbage time because those guys did a great job. Yeah. And proved a lot of things and showed they've come along nicely this year.
So where we ended up in this game, there was obviously a concerted effort to get to the rim in the second half coming out of the halftime. I felt like there were attempts in the first half to try to do that, but maybe it wasn't the best decisions that we were making. Is that where the deficit really came in that first half?
Oh, yeah. Our offense was so bad, it created their offense.
Yeah.
It had nothing to do with our defense. I thought we executed decently well. You know, we knew Zero was going to get some points. Claver's going to get his points because the volume he shoots. You know, Austin got loose for a couple threes in transition. You know, how did those threes come about? Really bad offense led to runouts. Our offense was so bad in the first half that it set the tempo of this game. And eventually guys get down, and we didn't see some mental toughness from guys that have shown mental toughness for a long time tonight. We were missing that from some of our leaders. They know it, and we'll bounce back tomorrow at practice.
I want to talk a little bit about Claver. I mean, he's absolute ton. He finished with 8 assists and 5 rebounds. You actually did a good job on him defensively, scoring wise. He only had 10, 9 points under his Western Big Six average. Was he the focus of the defensive game plan coming in?
Yeah, he was the total focus. Ever since Schilling has gone out, he's been their focal point of their offense. We know Austin can score. He's a stud too, but somebody's got to give him the ball. Yep. He can create his own shot in the half court, but the bottom line is someone has to give him the ball. And so much effort has to be put into Claver that he gets some baskets. But no, Claver's an absolute stud. Last year he was a left hand only driver,
right.
Battering ram.
Yep.
You know, he was a rhythm shooter. If he made one, he might make 6. But if you get him to miss a couple, he might keep shooting and shoot himself out of it. Where you look at it, that's how you mature as a player. Go from a sophomore to an upperclassman.
Yeah.
He now has a great right hand.
Yep.
He has multiple moves in the post. He's a knockdown 3-point shooter, both off the dribble and off the catch. It's a guy that's bought into a program and works his butt off.
Mm-hmm.
And then you look at his physical build. We knew he was big last year. He is massive this year.
Yeah,
total body transformation in the weight room. I saw things about him on Twitter all summer about him getting after it. He's a multi-sport athlete with the football team. So that's a guy that's dedicated himself not only to being a good athlete. He's a stud football player. I know he's out with an injury. And he's a stud basketballer. He is putting in work constantly on all of his crafts. And he has earned every bit of the recognition he's getting this year because the kid's an absolute stud.
I feel like this is danger time for our program. We're getting into the second half of the swing through the Western Big Six Conference. And now we've had 2 games back-to-back that are very much like the first 2 games we played, which is not the direction at all we thought this program was heading. So how much of a concern is that for you at this point to make sure we don't let that derail us? Because we've got a lot of good work that can be done here rest in the season. And given the direction we're now heading in the postseason, so much really potentially to be excited about and really play for even more so than before, it seems like.
Absolutely. And, you know, when you look at things like that, like what direction are you heading? It can't be. It might be. I shouldn't say that. It might be. Somebody's going to step up and lead the way. And right now, when you look across this team, who's going to lead the way? Who's going to be the guy that draws the line and goes, says enough is enough. Let's get back to work. Get back to what we're doing. Got to erase these last 2 games.
Yeah.
You know, you naturally, who do you look at first? Ian Dominique. You look at Easton Steck. You got to look at Carter. There are 3 captains. You got to look at them. But the guys that I looked at tonight, you know, that had no quit, followed the game plan to perfection the best we could, I look at, you know, Aiden Almaguer off the bench. Jackson Crock-Sibbing off the bench today instead of in the starting lineup they have in the last couple games. Ian Carter and Easton, they're still great vocal leaders. They're great human beings. But it might be a new guy that steps up and kind of steers in the right direction. Is it going to be a freshman, a sophomore, junior, senior? We have all of them on our roster. So it's going to be interesting to see starting tomorrow at practice who really steps up and kind of tries to lead this thing in the right direction. It's going to be interesting to see if some people that had bad games tonight are a little bit in their feelings. It's going to be interesting. And they're young, and we get it. They're young men. There are ups and downs of growing up and being a high schooler. I would never want to go back.
But, right. Yeah.
You know, it's still a part of that growth. Four of these guys are going to leave this locker room here in a little bit, and then they're fully accountable to their own actions. They're fully accountable. They're adults. Like, they can't look back at someone to bail them out. There's no timeout to refocus things. Like, you're an adult. Everything's on you. There are guys that are going to be transforming into that next senior season. There's guys that we consider the young guys. They're now the old guys.
Right.
Jackson and Lesnar in that group, you already played varsity. Like, there's a lot of movement in these guys' lives coming up too. So it's going to be interesting to see who steps up as a leader tomorrow.
We had a nice bounce back game up at UT when we played them back in the first half. Didn't turn out the way we wanted, but it was much better results, the effort that night. So good luck getting the guys ready to go for that one coming up again this Friday night.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Appreciate you coming by.
Thanks,
Coach. Chad Thompson. Streaks fall at Sterling, 78-56. We'll close it out from Musgrove Fieldhouse when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Do you promise to have and to hold until death do you part?
No, but I, Dane Kuna, do promise 1 year of free oil changes with purchase of any vehicle.
Oh, wow. I do.
Ford of Galesburg is ready to commit to you with the Ford Promise. Stop by West Main Street in Galesburg. Test drive the car, truck, or SUV that catches your eye and drive off the lot knowing you have free oil changes for the next year, plus free maintenance inspections and a price match guarantee on tires.
Ford of Galesburg, your purchase is backed by our promise.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Our final statistics brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. And to get us started off with those team numbers, here is Sam Statisky with the team numbers. Sam.
All good.
Yep.
We finished the game 22 for 55, shooting 40% from the field. From the three-point line, we were 6 for 24, shooting 25%. And from the charity stripe, we finished 6 for 9, shooting 66%. Sterling finished 31 for 59, shooting 52% from the field. They continued their 50% from the three-point line, finishing 9 for 18. And they finished 6 for 10 from the line, 60%. We finished 5 more turnovers than them. We had 15, they had 10, but we continued to out-rebound them. We had 32 rebounds, they had 25.
All right, Sam, thank you very much. See you on Friday night. Individual scoring, Lucas Austin led the way for the Warriors with 22. He had 14 on 4 for 4 shooting just in the third quarter to get to that 22-point scoring margin. Carter Chance, the guy I mentioned early on in the game, I said, I don't even remember this kid from the first game. Well, we remember him now, and he'll be back next year too as a junior. 14 in the first half, finished with 18 for the game. And again, he was the beneficiary. Andre Claver didn't have the big offensive night from a scoring standpoint tonight, but he did it with his ball movement and his penetration, and Chance was the guy who benefited from that. Claver had 12 tonight.
Yeah, I would say between Chance and Austin, I mean, Claver was setting them both up all night. Yeah. He finished with 8 assists. Like you said, we didn't expect that out of Chance. He didn't do much against us the first time, and then he turns around and stings us for 18 tonight. And, you know, he probably wasn't even on the Streaks game plan radar. I mean, and it's – little things like that that's been happening to us all season long, it seems like.
Well, and I give them credit, too, because, yeah, and again, this is what, the seventh game they've played without J.P. Yep. Schilling, so we're seeing them after they've been able to kind of, you know, make sure that they have the rhythm going. You know, we're not seeing them try to figure it all out without him. They've gotten to the point where they have figured it out largely, and so you give guys like Chance credit for stepping up. And Kale Ryan and Caden Phillips, guys who didn't have to be relied on as much earlier on in the season. And Phillips gets 8 and Ryan 6. And we talked about that early on in the season. If you get double figures from a couple, three guys, and then you get 8 and 6 from your fourth and fifth guy, you're going to be successful.
You're going to be tough to beat, that's for sure.
And it is their 18th win of the season. Off the bench, Nicholas Pataglia had 8 and Trevor Durr had 2. Nobody else for Sterling scored. For the Silver Streaks, led by Ian Dominique tonight with 13. Easton Steck and Carter Clary finished with 8 each. Clary also had 8 rebounds to lead Galesburg. Jace Keith and Jackson Hillhouse each with 6. Aiden Almaguer, 5. Gino Williams and our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, Brandon Lewis, each with 4. Lewis also had 5 rebounds just in the fourth quarter. Jackson Croc Sibbing had 2. And Taylen Davis, Nolan Carl, Cody Jones, and Jamal Waters all saw action for the Silver Streaks but did not score, who fall to 7-18 on the season, 2-7 in the Western Big Six, and back home for United Township Friday night. Fellas, we'll see you then. Thanks as always. And thanks to you folks for being part of our broadcast as well. We'll hope for better things when the Panthers come to town. Hope you can be with us 6:40 for the pregame Friday night. 7 o'clock tip-off. Sophomore game will get underway at John Thiel Gym at 5:30. For the outstanding Streaks junior Sam Statisky, for Jason Wessels, I'm Brad Benowitz. Good night from Sterling.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.